Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35 is the only verse in the Bible that has the word distraction in it. The end of that verse says, "And that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction." Wow, what a timely verse of Scripture. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to look at the implications of this passage in detail, because distraction is the problem today. That's what's giving us so much trouble when we're trying to serve the Lord. Now, notice the exhortation is that we are to attend upon the Lord. You see that? That you may attend upon the Lord. And then he says, without distraction. In other words, the Lord has something that he wants you to do, and he has something that he wants me to do each day. And we do these things in such a way that we're oftentimes distracted when we're trying to do it. We don't get to those things, or when we do a very bad job of that. So what we need to do is, when we need to do these things, God wants us to do these with undivided attention. Okay? In other words, concentrating fully on it, accomplishing what the Lord wants, and doing it in such a way that we're not distracted. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at some of the things that can cause us distraction in attending upon these things that the Lord wants us to do each day. So we say this, attend upon the Lord without distraction of, well, first of all, we'll look at the context right here, attend upon the Lord without distraction of marriage. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul begins in verse 32 by saying, "I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, that he may please the Lord." That's an unmarried man, devotes himself fully to the Lord. "He that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit. And she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction." You see that? So Paul shows us that it can be more difficult for a man and a woman to attend upon the Lord when they are married, because they care for things that please each other. In the case of the married man, he wants to do those things, in other words, care for the world, that how he may please his wife, and then she cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And those are necessary for a good marriage and a happy marriage. But you know something? These cares can be a distraction. So what he does is, in this passage, he exhorts those who have no need to marry to remain single. And there's nothing wrong with that. A young lady that has no urgency or desire to marry, there's nothing. She should stay single and serve the Lord. And same way with a man. He should stay single and serve the Lord. But many of us prefer and are very suited for marriage. I'm very happy to be married. And you know what? In marriage, husbands and wives need to learn how to help each other attend to the Lord, just like Priscilla and Aquila did. When you read through the Bible and you see Priscilla and Aquila, they're making tents together. They're working with Paul together. They exhorted Apollos together. They had a church in their home together. They were a help to the ministry together. That's a very good thing. In other words, they served the Lord in such a way that their marriage was not a distraction, attending upon the things of the Lord. Now, husbands and wives never really intend to be a distraction to each other against those things that belong to the Lord, but oftentimes it happens. A man's trying to concentrate on reading the Bible. His wife wants to have a conversation about the day. She is trying to pray. He wants to, you know, talk about the things he's going to do this weekend or the kind of things he needs her to help him with throughout the day when he's somewhere else at a job or whatever. So all these kinds of things come up. Marriage is wonderful, but oftentimes what happens is rather than assisting each individual in the marriage at getting closer to the Lord and stronger in the things of the Lord, marriage becomes a distraction. And so what you need to do in marriage is you need to be very careful, obviously, to make sure that you maintain such a relationship with the Lord that you can serve Him and attend upon those things, attend upon the Lord without distraction. He also says to attend upon the Lord without distraction of cares, without the distraction of cares. Mark chapter 4 and verse 19, talking about things that choke the word so that it becomes unfruitful. One of the things in Mark chapter 4 verse 19 that's in that list is the cares of this world, the cares of this world. You know, the world keeps us constantly careful. Income taxes, appointments with doctors and sometimes lawyers and other accountants and people that you need to see, bills that have to be paid, housekeeping that has to be handled on a daily basis, chores, you know, cooking, cleaning, all those kinds of things, yard work, hobbies, the many details of life. And you know something? If you aren't, I say this in quotes, careful, you're going to burn up all of your time attending to these details, and you will never be able to attend to the Lord. You know something? That's why Jesus Christ and the disciples traveled light, I say. Traveled light. In other words, Jesus told them, said, don't carry all that stuff with you. You go, somebody in the town will take care of you. If you find a house and they don't want to take care of you, just go to another house. Don't worry about it. Let your peace return to you, and then you go to another house. You'll have a place. They'll cook for you. They'll take care of you. And just don't carry all that baggage with you. Man, I'm telling you, we are a magnet for stuff. And so what happens is that with the yard, with the laundry, with the cooking, with the cleaning, with the hobbies, with the taxes, with the appointments, with the bills, with the work, with the cars, with the oil changes, and all those other things, next thing you know, you're not attending to the Lord without distraction. You're squeezing for every minute you can get to try to just finish the things that you have to do. And so, you know, what slides, people say, man, I don't have time to go to church on Sunday, man. I've been so busy all week. I use Sunday to be able to catch up with all the stuff I need to do. There you go. And so cares are a distraction when you're trying to attend upon the Lord. Marriage can be a distraction, as we've seen. Cares certainly are a distraction. And I'll tell you another thing that's a distraction when you're trying to attend upon the Lord. Thoughts. Look in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. I'll tell you, we literally burn a tremendous amount of time with our thinking. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. On my desk I have a plaque that I purchased recently when my wife and I were taking a little trip. And the plaque says this, don't think too much. You will create a problem that wasn't even there in the first place. Boy, is that ever true. I've seen that in my life. I've seen that in the lives of other people. And you know what we need to do? We need to learn how to get control of these thoughts. You see, what happens is we get so worked up over things. And truly, there are all kinds of things that mentally stress us out. And when we get mentally stressed out like that, it can be very hard for us to control our thoughts. And you get worked up like that, they just seem to badger you. I think when you get worked up, what happens is we get emotional. And then these kinds of thoughts become very distracting when we get emotional because there are chemicals in your body that are released when you get fired up like that. many times stress chemicals. I don't know the names of all of them. Cortisol, I think, is one of them. And then what happens is you realize that your body is tense, your body is feeling the pressure, and immediately your mind says, well, this is why. And then you start thinking about the thing that has you worked up, and the more you think about it, the more worked up you get, so the chemicals continue to release. And the chemicals continue to release, and they trigger you to think about what's causing the chemicals to release. And you, now you have this pendulum swinging back and forth, banging against each wall, and it can't rest in the middle. And I'll tell you what, that kind of thought life doesn't plague everybody, but I'll tell you, it sure gets some of us in a frenzy. And what happens is that we become so distracted by these thoughts that we absolutely cannot think and attend upon the Lord without distraction. We're just constantly badgered by a mind that seems to be literally out of control with all the nightmares and all the fears and all the, you know, the evil thoughts and things that can come plaguing your mind over whatever it is that gets it going like this. And I'll tell you, once you get pretty edged up like that, you know, and you feel that stress in your arms and across your back and get lightheaded, and then the next little thing, boom, somebody pulls out in front of you. The next little thing, something doesn't go right. You drop a dish and it clangs on the floor or whatever, and it just sets you off again. So we need to attend upon the Lord without distraction of marriage. Marriage is a wonderful thing, again, but try to work with your mate, with your spouse, together on the things of the Lord instead of trying to pull against each other for those things, and recognize, hey, my husband can't do everything for me because he has to attend upon the things of the Lord, and I can't expect him to do everything for me. And husband, your wife can't deal with everything for you because she also has some things for the Lord that she needs to attend upon. And so be very fair with each other in the division of your time. Cares are a great distraction because they just seem to never go away. If you make a list and you get everything on the list done tomorrow morning, you will be able to make another list exactly the length of the one you just finished today. There's always something there to do. Thoughts, same way. They just run away with you and steal literally hours of your time. They work up your blood pressure, they scare you to death, and they just distract you completely from what God's doing. All right, and then this, attend upon the Lord without distraction of noise. Now, I've just found a couple of verses here really to give you some idea about noise. There are other verses, but we don't want to exhaust the Bible on it. You're going to get the idea after you hear these verses. Nahum chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, "The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings." You know, that looks like rush hour traffic. Rush hour traffic. Rushing to get home. The chariots raging in the streets. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 speaks about some things increasing before the return of the Lord. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro." There's your transportation. "And knowledge shall be increased." There's your internet and all that other stuff. Okay, let me say this. City life is never quiet. Sam Jones, at the turn of the 20th century, in other words, going from the 1800s to the 1900s, said, "I fear that the click-clack of the steam engine railroad is going to drown out the voice of the Holy Spirit of God." Well, just imagine today. We have sirens, trucks, cars, jet engines, planes, the whir of the computer fan in your house all day and all night, the television, the noise of industry. Early in the morning when I'm up reading my Bible, I can hear those trash container trucks driving in nearby malls and things. You hear them, and then beep, beep, beep as they back away and they grab those big containers and lift them up, and you hear the noise growling in the engine and dumping the load and the top banging close. You know, and this is 5:30 in the morning. Music in the restaurants. There are some restaurants really that we just don't go to anymore. The music is so loud you cannot carry on a conversation across the booth from another person. Then you have the chatter of the telephone, the chime of your phone, when another call, another email, another blog post, another text is pushed to you, another tweet or whatever they call all that stuff. There is an endless stream of noise and distraction. And you know what happens? You get so used to the noise that silence makes you nervous. You can't go to sleep. I mean, I find myself in that same situation. We have to bring up white noise just to have something so we can go to sleep. You know, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. You know what? You've got to learn not to jump at every sound so that you can attend to the things of the Lord. It's hard, I'll tell you. And it's so easy to get right back into the same rut. You get up in the morning, you say, okay, I'm going to read my Bible. And one day you say, I'm tired, I'm going to look at my phone first. You look at your phone first, and then it's 30 minutes before you get to your Bible and 5 minutes before you have to start getting ready. And the next thing you know, Bible reading is gone again. So what we want to talk about is how to deal with these distractions. How do you deal with these distractions? What do you do? How do you handle the distractions of marriage, cares, thoughts, and noise? What do you do about that? Well, first of all, don't overdo lists. In other words, you need to leave plenty of room for the Lord to show you what He wants you to do. Now, as our staff prays in the morning, there came a time some time back that we began to pray, Lord, not our list, but Your list. You know, it's not important to us that we check off our list those things that we want to do, but we want to check off the list those things You want us to do. And still, I kept a very small note card in my shirt pocket. And that note card I wrote very, very small so I could get everything on it. And both sides of that note card were filled up with entries of things that I needed to do and things I didn't want to forget to do. And then what happened is, I became a slave to that list. And so that there was always a long list of things that still had to be done at the end of each day. And I was pretty defeated by that. Wore me out. Then we went down this summer to Guatemala for a mission trip, and I told our associate pastor, I said, you know what, I want to bottle up this, what I have right now. I mean, I have just left every list at home. I have not been on the telephone. Here I am just sitting here so relaxed, so rested, so, you know, I don't, in touch with the Lord, if you will, and we're doing some great mission work here. I want to bottle this up and take it home with me. And you know something, for the most part, we really have. And one of the things, you know, that I've done, I threw the list away. I don't keep a list like that anymore. Now, I do make entries on a calendar of things that you know, are appointments and so forth that we cannot forget to do. But that list was drowning me in distraction. And so the man of all lists, and I've had them for years, decades, I just don't keep that kind of list. Now, sometimes in an afternoon, I know I've got just a limited amount of time and three or four other things that I need to do. I'll make a list of those and I'll say, okay, I want to do them in this order, and I'll check those things off. But when I'm done, that list goes to the trash can. I don't want to be married to that list. And I'm going to tell you what happens is that you end up leaving plenty of room for the Lord to allow Himself to direct your day so that there are things that He wants you to do that you have time now to do because you don't keep putting other things off. I find that I'm able to minister more to the people in our church now. I find that the things that are of great priority, like the radio broadcast, still getting done on every day on the regular basis, just like it's supposed to. And I also find that when I get home in the end of the day, I seem to be much more relaxed, so the time with my wife is better, and I sleep better, and the next morning I wake up and feeling good. And I'm thinking, you know what, that list was the problem. That is the thing that I got rid of that has made the difference, and still all the important things are getting done. Amazing. The second thing in dealing with distractions is don't brood. You know, when something's eating on you, you've got to pray. You've got to trust the Lord to give you the strength, the wisdom, the grace, and the peace to go on without getting trapped. You've got to learn to let things go. Now, I'm a brooder. I mean, by nature, I'm a brooder. If something's bothering me, I'm of the two in our family, I'm going to be the one who is going to run it around in my head and think it through. And you know, if you're trying to tackle a problem and you're trying to settle a problem, brooding on something is not a bad thing because that allows you to stay on the problem until you come to the solution of the problem. But oftentimes what happens in brooding is you employ the committee that's in your head, and then you guys get running around and start having conversations with the people that you're frustrated with or mad at or thinking about. And man, I'm telling you, you know what happens? You come to a screeching halt in your fellowship with the Lord. And you're emotional and you're worked up and you're stressed out, and this thing's just eating on you, and it grows bigger and it gets bad like a cancer. You can't brood. You and I have to discipline ourselves to get away from that kind of thinking. It's very, very unhealthy. The Bible says, he says, Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So listen, you need the strength to be able to say, now, Lord, I'm going to trust you. We need the wisdom to say, every time I start thinking like this, it really drags me down. It makes me irritable with my spouse. It makes me irritable with my children. It makes me less efficient in my work. It makes me further from the Lord. I can't attend to the things of God. I don't even want to go to church. I need wisdom to recognize this is not the route that I want to take. I need grace, that is the overriding presence of God, because I'm weak in times like this. And I need peace to be able to say, you know what, it's okay. It is really okay. It doesn't have to work out my way. I can let this thing go and let God have it and just be satisfied. So don't brood. Another way to deal with distractions in your life is get up early. Really, get up early. I mean, what that means is that you are going to need to go to bed earlier. A lot of people can't get up early because they don't go to bed early enough. Go to bed early and get some rest. And that way, when you rise, you're going to arise fresh. You're going to rise, you know, well before sunrise. And then when you arise, if you like to drink tea or coffee or whatever in the morning, or water or juice, whatever it is, go get you some of that. And don't check your phone. Don't check your computer. Don't check your email. Don't check the news. Don't check anything. Don't even check the weather. Just go get with the Lord in prayer and Bible reading. Now, on days when I get with the Lord first thing and I concentrate on Him and Him alone, I'm going to tell you the entire day is affected positively by that time alone with the Lord, with those private devotions. I'll tell you, though, there are those days I wake up in the morning, I'm just see that phone, and there's somebody that sent a text or something, and I'm just dying to find out what it is. You know how we are. We're always curious about those things that are new to us, and open it up, take a look, see what it is. And you know what? I have a hard time sitting down and reading that Bible without some distraction. My mind is wanting to run and be active on those things that I've already begun to think about. So you really, really, you have to get up early, and then you have to stay away. You're going to have all day to check your email. You're going to have all day to see about the weather. You still aren't getting dressed yet. Doesn't make any difference whether you need to wear something that's good or not good in the rain, heat, whatever the case may be. You've got time for that. But you're going to not ever have this little bit of time with the Lord that you have right now when you first get up. So give Him that time. You start attending to the things of the Lord first thing in the morning, and it will set your day in a direction that is unlike anything you've ever seen. It's good, in other words. All right, here's another thing about dealing with distractions. Balance your time. That's right. Balance your time. Listen, give time to your family. Give time to your work. Give time to your health. That is proper nutrition, some exercise, proper rest, proper hygiene, and give time to the Lord. And keep all these things in balance. In other words, listen, if you give all of your time to your health, then you're not going to be able to give as much time to your family and your work and the Lord. If you give all your time to your work, then you're not going to be able to give time to your health. You're going to play out early. You're not going to live so long. You give all your time to your work, you're going to frustrate your family. You're going to leave off some important time with them. You give all your time to your work, you're going to take away from your time with the Lord. So keep them all in balance. Make sure to have good family time. Make sure to have good productive work time. Make sure to have good time to take care of your health. And make sure to have good time to attend to those things with the Lord. That way, listen. When you keep everything in balance, you know you've been dealing with your family on a good basis, and your work is taken care of, and your health is, you know, good. You're doing the right things by that. Listen, then you can stop all those things for a moment and say, I'm going to attend this time to the Lord. I'm going to church. I'm going to go to Sunday school. I'm going to let the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God minister to me on Sunday morning, come back Sunday night, hear some more of that, be there on Wednesday to hear something to help me through the middle of the week. And I can do that because I know that I have given appropriate time to my family, my work, and my health. And I'm giving that time to the Lord. Everything is in balance. I'm going to tell you something. When you keep your life in balance like that, you can serve the Lord. You can attend upon the Lord without distraction. Here's another thing. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. I mean, as soon as you get started on something, whatever it may be, but particularly something like the internet or the television or a movie or some magazine, realize this, that the time you're devoting to that thing is time you are taking away from those things that you're balancing with your family, your work, your health, and your Lord. That's right. When you say, okay, I'm going to do a little internet surfing, when you do that, you're not assisting your work, you're not dealing with your family, you're not taking care of your health, you're not attending to the things of the Lord. You are wasting time. That's right. And every bit of time you give to that is time you are taking away from the balance, and I promise you, something has to give because you only have so much time each day. And most of the time, what gives is that to which the Lord wants you to attend. I know it's true in my own life. I'm sure that it has to be true in your life. If we mess around a period of time, the Lord is the one that pays the price. We will not be able to attend to the Lord without distraction because we're going to have to be racing around to try to squeeze something in. One more thing in how to deal with or how to attend upon the Lord without distraction. One more thing, pray. Pray. In other words, it's never a waste of time to stop what you're doing and pray. Why? Because it's the greatest way to sort out all this stuff. So if you're trying to get stuff done with work, family, health, the Lord, trying to keep it all in balance, and something's getting out of balance, then that means that something's out of whack. One of the best things to do is get on your knees and say, "Now, Lord, I'm out of whack here, and I've got to get some more whack." So what I need to do is I need you to show me. And, you know, pray a while, and I'll tell you what, the Lord just really brings things to your attention that need the proper attention to get your life back in balance, and there we go. So when you consider the things in life that can cause you to be distracted when you're attending upon the Lord, things like marriage and cares and thoughts and noise, just remember these little tools that you've heard today about not overdoing lists and not brooding and not getting up earlier and balancing your time and not wasting time and praying when you get kind of knocked out of kilter. And you know what? It will really help you to start attending to the Lord without distraction. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.